You don't get them girls loose,
TJR.
Loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, y'all having a good time out there.
The new Cleveland Browns draft picks, Johnny Manziel, Justin Gilbert, Terrence West, Joel Bitonio, Chris Kirksey, Pierre Desir. They are in, and you can see them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Talking Josh Gordon, wanted to let you guys know, obviously, Darrell Washington suspended for the year by the National Football League. And now Will Hill, guy for the Giants, and you talked about where do the double standards come in, et cetera. Will Hill, guy that they do like it with the Giants. Unfortunately, he has been suspended three times since entering the league, including a six-game ban this year for another violation of the substance abuse policy, and the Giants waived him, and that happened today. So Will Hill was cut by the Giants today, and it just shows you it can happen. Now, this is a guy who's pretty good. Very good on the field. Last year, Pro Football Focus had Hill ranked as the number two overall safety last season. So this is a guy who can play. Only six games for Hill, too, in case a team wants to pick him up. But the Giants decided that he can't be trusted to make the right decisions or be a reliable piece of their team, and they did let Will Hill go today.
Yeah, they did, and that's, you're right, this is a guy had a half dozen chances. I mean, because the skill level is there, and the Giants, pretty conservative organization by rule. The way they run, the Maras run things there in a mostly conservative fashion. So their patience was interesting on this one. Tom Coughlin being that kind of guy as well. They gave him a lot of chances, and then you see what happens with that. And you mentioned the other situation, too. They're in Arizona, that the money hasn't been paid, from what I understand. And that's a lot of money of, what, 45 or whatever, $45 million, I believe, is the number I saw, that people presumably thought was paid, hasn't been. Does this suspension year-long affect that? So a lot of those questions are kind of lingering out there, and obviously they all, in one way or another, relate to what we've seen here with Josh Gordon.
No question about it. And we'll go back to the phone lines now.
Yes.
216-578-0850. We are going to go ahead and hit up Jeremy in Parma now. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, I'm going to stick with my opinion that I've had this whole time. I think the kids had enough chances. And the reason I'm saying that is this. Put Josh is not an NFL player. Put him as a college kid who can't afford to live on his own and wants to go back home and live with his parents. Well, in order to live with his parents, parents has rules. Well, he keeps on breaking these rules and breaking these rules. And by the parents letting him come back into the house, all they're doing is enabling Josh and making him think he can keep getting away with this stuff instead of letting him go learn the hard way or the tough way. I think he's had enough chances. I think Josh knows what he wants, and it's not following the rules. I mean, he's proved it time after time. He even did it in college. I think by giving him more chances, it's just going to keep enabling the kid and making him think that he can just keep doing what he's doing.
Well, you could have a point there. It's hard to argue against that. It's hard for me to tell you anything other than that. But we're all doing the same thing. We're all... This is guesswork. I don't even know if I'll call it educated guessing. It seems like we're applying what we seem to think are common sense answers and an approach to this to something that seems easy to us and maybe not so easy to the person involved. And that's where I'm uncomfortable with going too far down the, well, you should just do it this way because, you know, you could say that's how I would do it or that's how you would do it or that's, well, we're not him.
We're not. And, you know, that's everybody is an individual. They're going to make their own decisions. They're going to, you know, kind of navigate their own path. And hopefully a guy like Josh Gordon, you know, can learn from guys like Michael Irvin, can learn from guys like Chris Carter and get himself on the right way before it is too late. Because at some point it will become too late for this team. That's just the bottom line. At some point it will.
Yeah.
And you know, hopefully that Josh Gordon will have that moment, that epiphany, that he wants to do this and do it the right way and surround himself with people who don't enable him to fall off the wagon, but enable him to stay on the path he wants to be on to be a great player in this league.
And, look, here's another – I don't know how much weight to give this, but it just should be pointed out because I think it's germane to the discussion. Josh Gordon came into the NFL in 2011 as a supplemental draft pick, right? He was brought in as a supplemental draft pick, 12. July, because, yeah, he and all the reasons, the suspension from Baylor, didn't end up playing at Utah. So in July of 2012, he becomes a second-round draft pick as a suspended player. As a supplemental draft pick. He did not participate in the rookie symposium that year. I think he got some of the cautionary individual rookie symposium style lectures that the team presents to its rookies. But I will tell you a very because I've gone through this program many times, and of course it'll be here in late June. It's coming back to Ohio. And there will be some Play 60 events with NFC and AFC rookies. We're talking about the draft picks right here at the facility in Berea, and they're going to be in Aurora as they've been. This will be the third year. So he wasn't part of that because that's for the draft class of the normal draft class. July, he shows up just before training camp. The symposium's over. So he did not have the benefit of a week-long. Now, am I saying that a week-long of training and reinforcement would have changed everything for him or changed anything for him? No, but he didn't get it. He didn't get to get through that. And when I tell you the league does an incredible job of reinforcement that everybody should hear, even if you don't have an issue, it's reminders. They cover everything, substance abuse being only part of it, but everything, identity theft. I mean, they go into all aspects, spousal abuse, any issues when you're out and about, alcohol and driving and club scenes, and there are actors. They have skits that are played out by actors who play the part of players, play the part of player girlfriends or wives, play the part of others, policemen who are surrounding, and they do these skits. But the way they're done is the guy who's running the skit has a wireless mic, and he tells, and just at the point of impact, so to speak, before then, i.e. a player actor raising a hand to a woman and she's just getting ready to, you know, get hit in the face, it stops, freeze. He freezes the scene, and then he goes into the audience with the players and makes them, and I mean, if you're sleeping during this thing, this guy wakes you up, and he goes, and he's got a lot of energy, and he's incredible. He goes all through the audience with these players with the wireless, and he wants their thoughts and reactions. Comment on what you're seeing. This is playing out right before your eyes. This could be you. This could be someone you know. You could be in that car with the guy. And I believe there was a scene very similar to the one that played out with Josh, by the way. You know, they try to think of all these scenarios.
Sure.
Would it have helped to see that? Would it have helped to have gone through that particular thing for a week? It certainly couldn't have hurt. But he didn't, by circumstance, didn't get to be part of it.
Man.
I'm offering.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Whatever it's worth. Maybe nothing.
Ron in Bay Village. Welcome to CBD.
Well, thank you very much. By the way, congratulations. You guys have a really great show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm older, and I have a long series of memories. I was a Cincinnati Bengal fan because I was born and raised in Dayton. They had a running back by the name of Stanley Wilson, who was out of Oklahoma.
Yep.
He was suspended on cocaine charges twice, 1985 and 1987. 1989, the Bengals are in the Super Bowl against San Francisco.
I know where this is going.
They find Stanley Wilson on cocaine in the bathroom, and he didn't play.
In his hotel room, yeah. They couldn't find him, and then that's where they found him.
Right, yeah. His position coach found him.
Yeah, Sam Weiss was
the coach. The team has to be aware, and I'm sure they are aware, that sometimes things happen at inopportune moments. Could the Bengals have won that Super Bowl game with Stanley Wilson running?
Perhaps.
I don't know, but it might have.
Close enough game to certainly know I think that's an excellent point of where this thing can reach, what it can reach, and by no means am I or you, Nathan, and, you know, want to project ahead to see this is the future for a particular player, but these are real cautionary tales.
No question about it. It is a very cautionary tale. That's a different level of a drug in my mind. To compare cocaine and marijuana to me, completely different. But certainly that's what it is, what it is, and it's more speaking to the unpredictability and unreliability of somebody who is not 100% bought in, focused, committed, and doing the things off the field they need to do to be productive on the field. So I understand that analogy, and that's really what it comes down to right now. It's, can this team at any point, can you ever, and even me, and I'm as big a Josh Gordon fan as there is, can I ever go to sleep, you know, and think to myself, it is certain, like the sun is going to rise, that I'm not going to wake up and hear that Josh Gordon did A, B, C, or D and is not going to be able to play for this team. That's the thing that's tough.
Now you go to bed worrying you're going to hear that information, and that's the point. I mean, he's put everyone, and that's in our role. Put yourself in the role of the head coach, the GM, whose security, job security, more directly correlates to the availability of the most talented players you have. All right, Terry Pluto, the fine sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. We'll get some thoughts from him on the Gordon issue and other Browns-related topics. That is coming up next on CBD.